Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, has declared that he is going to name six overground lines with what seem like woke or left-wing names in order to convey to the remaining British people that they have lost, that they've been destroyed, that it's pointless trying to fight back, in order to sap their morale, in order to really rub in that they've lost their capital city and that the left are in charge. And I want to go through the brilliance of these names. I mean, they have all kinds of just wonderful elements to them, which I don't think Sadiq Khan has quite understood. They are, in many ways, the most appropriate names for overground lines in the disordered, criminal, lawless capital that is now London. But before I do that, I just want to make sure that you subscribe. Please do subscribe. It helps us vitally if you do that. And most importantly, subscribe over on thejollyheretic.com, my Substack, because that's where I put all of the videos that are too spicy for YouTube. That's where I put vlogs, that's where I put in-person interviews, that's where I put behind-the-scenes stuff, all kinds of fascinating stuff. And that's where you can support me. So if you value The Jolly Heretic, that's where you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. So please go over to thejollyheretic.com and subscribe, and preferably become a paid supporter. Right, now, let's have a look at the names of these lines. They are most amusing. The first is to be called the Lioness Line. This is named after the English women's football team, the Lionesses. So basically, it's named after people who aren't very good at football. And it's named after an attempt to promote equality between men and women, which only goes to demonstrate that men and women are extremely different, and that men are physically very different from women and psychologically very different, and are accordingly considerably better at football. So what it is trying to say is, oh yes, we're all equal, men and women are equal, isn't it wonderful, the Lionesses? But in reality, what the Lionesses highlight is that equality is nonsense, that there is no such thing as equality between the sexes, and that left-wing views that there are completely wrong. And this is demonstrated by the fact that the Lionesses lost a football match with a bunch of average 14-year-old boys. The second line is to be called the Mild May Line. I had to look into what this meant. This is to celebrate the fact that the area had some relationship with the AIDS epidemic. Now, what is the AIDS epidemic? Well, the AIDS epidemic is another example of the failure of left-wing policies. The AIDS epidemic is an expression of basically, sexual promiscuity gone wrong. Why did AIDS happen? AIDS spread because homosexuals had the sex drive of men, but of course the people with whom they were having sex couldn't get pregnant, so they were incredibly sexually promiscuous, with the result that there was a huge plague of AIDS, which killed many people. So it is just reminding you that runaway leftism, runaway individualism, where you have no control on disgust and where nothing is stopped, can lead to disease and can lead to people dying. Another consequence of bad leftist policies. The third line is called the Weaver Line. To demonstrate indicate that the area was very important in the weaving industry in London's history. But the weavers, of course, died out when the Industrial Revolution came along. The weaving industry collapsed. So we were once at a point where there were lots of Huguenots and they were weavers and they were very, very rich, and then they lost all their money and they collapsed into poverty. So it's celebrating holding on to things which don't work economically. And that's, of course, what the left do. The left hold on to coal mines that don't produce enough coal. The left wants to do everything to stop people making money. The left are envious of money. They want to stop people making money. They want to stop progress. They want to keep. They would rather that the poor were poorer as long as the rich were less rich. And that in order to do that, they're Luddites, and they will stand in the way of anything, of economic progress or whatever. And to the last minute, they will try to argue that people should keep their completely unnecessary jobs working on the railways that aren't needed and can be replaced by robots or whatever. So that seems to me quite appropriate as well. The next one is the Suffragette Line. This is to celebrate the importance of the suffragettes in that particular area. This is wonderful. This is deliciously ironic. Who were the suffragettes? The suffragettes were a female terrorist organisation. Members of whom, for a woman who was a member of suffragettes, for example, walked up to a man that looked like David Lloyd George at Aberdeen Railway Station and hit him with a whip. They blew up buildings. They smashed up windows. They were extremely dangerous and unpleasant people. And in particular, we shouldn't forget that they specifically campaigned for the vote for upper and upper middle class women, and campaigned that working class people, whether men or women, should absolutely not be allowed to vote. And I think this is particularly appropriate because, of course, our ruling class hate white working class people, hate what white working class people stand for, hate white working class culture. And that was precisely true of the suffragettes. The suffragettes then, when World War One happened, stopped campaigning for the vote for women and started campaigning that men should be forced to go into the army. And they would find men that were not in the army and they would humiliate them by putting a white feather in their top pockets. They were rabidly pro-war and pro-violence. And as a consequence of their campaign, of course, lots and lots of men felt pressured to join up World War I, and lots of men were killed. So they were very much the woke campaigners of their time. They were the extreme enforcers of orthodoxy during World War I, during the insane Black Lives Matter like chaos and pressure of that World War I period. After World War I, appropriately, many of them became leading members of the British Union of Fascists, i.e. an anti-freedom organisation, an organisation that's morally didactic, an organisation that tries to tell people that they're inferior, an organisation that tries to force people to do things. So yes, it's very appropriate that the left should name a line after the suffragettes. Then we have the Liberty Line. This is named after Havering, the Liberty of Havering. Now, it should be remembered that until quite recently, England wasn't a united country. There were a number of areas within England that were not under the full control of the English crown. There were many of these. Cheshire was an example of this until the 16th century. Durham was an example of this until the late 17th century, County Durham. And Havering was an example of this. It was a liberty. It was an area within Essex, around Hornchurch, that was outside of London and that was outside of the county control of Essex. And essentially, it was a sort of a gangland area that had its own laws, that had its own systems of doing things that was basically beyond the control of the crown. Consequently, there was lots of illegal activity there. You could get away with all kinds of things there that you wouldn't be able to get away with in Essex or London, such as prize fighting, bare knuckle boxing, criminality of all kinds. So that's entirely appropriate because to a great extent, the police have lost control of London and they don't care. It's rife with knife crime. They're not in control of the place. They've lost it. It's what happens when a society enters its winter and it breaks up. It falls apart into various areas that are not really under the control of the government, and Havering was just such an area. So appropriate that an overground line should be named after Havering. And finally, and most deliciously of all, there is the Windrush Line.
Get down!
Look away!
Are you ready for the future of the West?